SI Radio in the afternoon. Friday, picked up a couple of hitchhikers. Let me tell you about the story first, and then you can judge and give me your opinion on this. There's a big strait out of Tulsk in County Roscommon heading towards Carrigan-Shannon. Must be one of the most bumpiest straits in the country. So I'm boom, in the Audi A4, and a big thumb comes out from this smiley fecker, and I'm like, sticker to the road. Window down. Where are you going, lads? Shall I go? Get in, lads. Two Germans, Daniel and Simon, but with pronunciation on it, Simon. One is a plumber, the other one is still in college studying like engineering, and their plan in years to come is that they'll both join forces and they'll do up old houses in Germany. Their original plan was to fly into Ireland, hire a car and drive around the country. They've seen the price of hire cars and they were like, feck that.
Yeah.
We're backpacking around the country. So they had their boots and their water. Their bags, about 20 kgs each on their back of their bag.
Wow.
They're waiting 45 minutes in Tulsk for a lift. And I was like, at what stage do you give up? Oh, 2-3 hours?
Duh. Okay. I'm not built for hardship, so I just couldn't handle that. But questions. Time of day that you met them?
Oh, 2 o'clock.
In the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 p.m.
So they're relatively young lads, early 20s, late teens, early 20s?
Yeah.
Okay. And you say a smiley face looking up at you.
Oh, they were good lads.
Okay.
They were great crack. I don't know what they made of me. Dave Duke and the two Germans heading for Sligo they wanted to go to. And I was like, what's in Sligo for the two of ye? And they're like, no, we just want to do the coast. So I was trying to figure out, what's your end goal here? What is your one thing on the bucket list? Because they're only here for a few days. We're going to see friends in Derry. Asked them, have you ever heard of a place, Bundoran? It's right on the coast. They're like, oh, yes, yes, yes. I was like, I can bring you to Bundoran. So they were very grateful. Still brought them through Sligo town because the reason I was going through Sligo was to get taco sauce. Famous,
yes.
My famous Blender's taco sauce. So I left the two lads in the car while I went and got four bottles of taco sauce. This is all genuine, by the way. Took out the taco sauce, put it in the boot. The two German lads are still there. They're a bit freaked out at this stage. We stop on the petrol station out the Bundoran Road out of Sligo. I was like, do you want coffee or sandwiches? No, they stayed in the car. Then we were coming down the road and I was like, if these lads really want to see a bit of coast, Mullaghmore is the place for them. So we're going in and I'm explaining the castle. Oh yeah, the IRA assassinated Lord Louis Mountbatten out of that castle. I don't know if they really got the whole history lesson. Probably
okay,
shouldn't have brought up the IRA and assassinations with the two German lads. They didn't really understand, but they were blown away by Mullaghmore. Left them off in a Tullin Strand in Bundoran. But the question to you, was I mental picking up two hitchhikers? Because everyone thought, what about this? And what about if they mugged you? What about if they robbed you and robbed the car? None of that went through my mind on Friday. Am I stupid for that? Am I naive? Or am I just spreading good old innocent love across the country, picking up two Germans and bringing them to Mullaghmore and Bundoran?
You can obviously go down the route of, oh, all the horrific things that could have happened. And as you said, that's been raised with you. Genuinely, my mind goes to first, oh, the effort to make all that small talk with two strangers in an enclosed space for an unspecified length of time. I'd be worn out. I just want to enjoy my drive. I don't want to talk to anyone. I want to listen to the radio. I want to sing along. I don't want to be asking people, oh, where are you from? And how far away from Berlin would that be now? And have you been to Ireland before? How are you finding the weather? What are the people like? Oh, it'd kill me.
At one stage, I asked what I'd done for a job. I literally pointed at the radio because you and Connor was on. I'm like, oh, I'm on the radio. There was silence for about 10 minutes after that. They were like, oh, Jesus, we've got in with a mentler here. But your thoughts on this, picking up two Germans in Tulsk, in Roscommon of all places, and bring them for a spin. I hope they're well, but was I well picking them up? 087-1-102-107. Is it something you do yourself?
iRadio in the afternoon.
Lucky you didn't get the shite bit out of you and the car taken, Dave, says John.
It's an awful way of looking at it, but something you can't ignore. Now, we do have a vote for You're Not Mad, Dave.
Thank you.
This texter lives in Birr, and there's a lad who thumbs most days. He's got no cars, so people in the town taking in turns running him home. He's a lovely man and always have a great chat, but he says he's never there longer than 15 minutes thumbing before someone picks him up.
But he's a local
thumber.
See,
that's it,
there's
yeah.
There's plenty of them around the country, you know, that don't have a car, they never wanted to drive, and they get lifts, and there might be owl todgers and all good souls and great characters and they get lifts. But these are two German lads.
You
sure, I could have been killed, stone dead. But I wasn't thinking that. If you think like that all the time, you wouldn't leave the house, would you?
It's very true. And I go back to my original point, ignoring all of the horrors that could have happened. It's the small talk would have killed me.
Doodly, who isn't talking about jogging for once.
Great.
Probably half mad, Div. I broke down heading to Limerick one morning at 7:30. We thumbed for 18 miles. Sorry for laughing. Just the phrase, thumbed for 18 miles. As horrible as it is for you, it is a little bit amusing for us. Got home at 5:30 that evening. Wasn't much crack. No, thumbing out, no crack.
Especially when the weather goes agin you. Because the thing is, this was what, Friday? It was decent-ish on Friday?
It was lovely, yeah.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have had to deal with the elements. I still vote on the side of I can't believe. Well, I can't believe you did it, Dave. But I just also can't believe it.
Darren and Vanessa in Drogheda going very positive. You probably had a good vibe about them when you saw them, so you picked them up. I don't know if you're flat out on a straight, on a bumpy straight, concentrating on the road and you see a thumb out. I didn't have much time to calculate the vibe, but maybe it's natural instincts kicking in. Two good Christian cubs who believe in God. Sure, they weren't going to do a thing to me, were they?
I thought you'd be a little bit more choosy about who got into your lovely car. You're very protective of it.
One more thing to add on this, if you want to add your own opinion, 087 1 102 107. Simone, the plumber, got into the front and he was very shifty, but it wasn't in a, oh, he's a suspicious way. No, he's a bit nervous. And I thought it might have been my driving style, but eventually we were about 30 minutes into the journey and they were like, I can't get over why you drive on the left-hand side of the road. So your man is seeing hedges and the bushes coming towards him on the left-hand side. And he thinks he's driving the car because usually that's the way it would be in Germany. So that's why he was shifty. Not that he was doing anything suspicious.
And look, if anyone has had the pleasure of Dave's driving style, well, we all know he trusts his brakes.
Yes. That's a nice way of putting it, Fionnuala.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.